Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. The head football coach of Washington State University, the great Mike Leach. How you doing, coach?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Hey, we're great. Thanks so much for...
Hey, thank you.
Hey, where are you right now, coach?
I'm riding around the boardwalk in Key West, and I'm riding down the boardwalk in Key West, and just a guy saw me, you know.
That's awesome. Hey, we love having you on the show. We could talk to you about any number of things. I want to dive in and talk about how do you think Cliff Kingsbury is going to do in the NFL as head coach of the Arizona Cardinals?
You know, that's difficult to say. You know, I wish Cliff the very best, and I want Cliff to do the very best he possibly can. And I'm a big fan of Cliff. And of course, also I think he's very brilliant on offense. They had some tough times at times at Texas Tech. But, you know, I wish him the best and hope it turns out real well for him, you know.
Coach, do you have, you've obviously done a lot at the college level. Do you have a desire to be a pro offensive coordinator or head coach in the NFL?
I kind of worry about where I'm at. I'm really happy where I'm at Washington State, and I think we're doing a lot of really good things there. And then, and I think we're going to have a heck of a season next year, so I'm looking forward to that. We've got a lot of great players to coach and that type of thing. So at any rate, the biggest thing is it's difficult to say because all those situations are so different. I mean, in the NFL, it's so dependent on, you know, the owner and his support, the GM and his support.
Well, it's obvious to us and so many people around football, you're one of the most brilliant minds in the game. And we're just fascinated by this idea that, it seems like there seems to be some of this in the NFL that, you can't run the college system in the NFL. It just won't work. You know, these athletes are too good. You can't do that. And I've seen some quotes from you talking about that, and I'm fascinated to get your take. How do you feel about that when you see NFL or get that sense that NFL folks are saying, no, you can't run that here in the NFL. That only works in college.
Think about how ridiculous that is. Think about how ridiculous that is. I mean, and they say that all the time. I mean, and I think it's more scouts and media that follow them than it is coaches. I haven't heard a lot out of coaches, but that's ridiculous at every level. I mean, we constantly, us and the NFL and everyone else, have borrowed from high school to college to the NFL and vice versa, and they act like somehow there's some special knowledge. I've actually seen guys in the NFL who I considered, and I won't name any names, who I considered relatively stupid college coaches, then go to the NFL and then sanctimoniously think that they know or understand something that the rest of us can't perceive. And they've been in the NFL like a year and a half, and all of a sudden just their knowledge base raised so high, and yet, you know, they're an idiot before, they're an idiot now, and they'll be an idiot afterwards, you know? It's mind-numbing. I mean, you know, it's like, you can't do this in the NFL because the defensive ends are like this. Oh, okay, so that means that I have, a third-team college offensive lineman? I have Anthony Mills or somebody out there just knocking your defensive end's head off. So, can't do this, can't do that. And the other thing is the last two Super Bowls that the New England Patriots were in, they evidently didn't get the memo because they ran a ton of air raid concepts, and so the teams they played, the Eagles did, and then the Falcons did too. So, these guys that say that ought to make sure that they're getting word to some of the more successful teams in their league. And No, I think it's a bunch of people that don't know what they're doing that are just trying to impress their friends and be sanctimonious around their friends and pretend that somehow they're special and they know something that their friends don't. And, of course, it's as ridiculous now as it was in grade school. So that's what I think.
Love it. We're talking to Coach Mike Leach here on the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan. You've authored numerous books, and I'm curious if you're currently working on one or have an idea what the next one's going to be for you, Coach.
I don't. Down here in Key West, I ran into a guy with a pretty cool story. I've always wanted to do kind of a conglomeration, not really Key West specific, but just kind of some of the characters and cross sections of life you run across down here. So don't know if, you know, just one guy or a combination of people or a combination of stories, you know, but there's some very compelling characters here. When Hemingway was down here, he used to hang out at this place. It's Captain Tony's now, but he used to hang out there. And in the opening chapter of To Have and To Have Not describes it, describes where he'd be in his spot there. And so, but evidently he'd sit there and he was, he'd work till about 2 p.m. Then he'd sit there just right. So he's in this dark place. And so his eyes are adjusted to the light. So in other words, he can see the guys in the light and the guys in the light can't see him. So really good observation spot. Sometimes he'd run across these people just wandering around or that had been places, done things. And he'd bring them in and I guess they'd probably have a drink or two. And then, you know, he'd jot down notes. He'd jot down notes and file notes. He was known for jotting down the notes, filing the notes, and then he'd formulate characters. Like, you know, as he's writing his books, he'd draw from some of the people he knew and just their stories they wrote and incorporate them in his novels, you know.
We are talking to Washington State head football coach Mike Leach. Coach, I love hearing you talk about this aspect of what people say can't be transferred from the college game to the pro game, where scouts are looking at a quarterback who's in shotgun all the time going, oh, my God, I just don't know about this quarterback. He can't take a snap. What do you make of NFL?
Oh, that's the greatest. Well, first of all, I think the same thing. Well, the reason you ask me is because you think the exact same thing that I do.
Yes.
Which, that's one of the dumbest statements ever. Okay, so some guy running around, parading around as an NFL coach, trying to impress his friends. I coach in the NFL. And, you know, and so then, you know, this great discerner of talent, you can see the expression on their face, you know. The arms are folded, one hand's under his chin, the other hand of the folded arms under the elbow that's holding up the chin. And, you know, well, I just don't know. You know, I mean, I haven't seen him take a snap under center, you know, without any accounting for teaching or coaching. No accountability on your part as a coach or a developer of players, okay? And as you drive by grade schools and junior highs all over the country, including flag football teams, and you watch one person after the next successfully teach young people to take snaps to snap and take snaps under center, and yet after fancying yourself as a coach or a scout to the highest degree that we play with the most intelligent and world-class athletes playing, somehow the task of teaching somebody to take a snap under center is too monumental to be fathomed unless you've seen it happen before. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, you want to see it happen? Go down to your local junior high and go to some PE class and say, hey, would you mind showing me how to take a snap under center? And I'll bet you there's a seventh grader that'll help you out. I mean, you know, buy him a T-shirt or something. Give him the T-shirt from your team, you know, and just say, hey, whoever can teach me how to take a snap under center gets this T-shirt. And I guarantee you, you'll have 30 people there fully prepared to teach you, the sanctimonious NFL guy that just has never seen it done, how to take a snap under center. And then you'll have a skill that you will have learned and you can teach and you can transfer to others for life. I mean, it's like, it'd be like teaching the NFL guy to fish and, you know, he can eat for life type of deal. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it sounds like it gives some seventh graders opportunities in the NFL as assistant mm-hmm. coaches as well, which would be a nice thing. We're talking to Mike Leach.
It sounds like already right now they need opportunities on how to take snaps from center. I mean,
right.
And I mean, we're talking people will say that to you with a straight face.
It is a
and
weird
I mean,
thing.
They're like serious about it. Like they're the discerner and the master. And well, obviously there's little nuggets that we're missing that we just don't understand, you know? And then you'll routinely see guys bounce back and forth between both leagues, you know, college and the NFL and vice versa. And then all of a sudden, you know, they talk about the transition to the NFL. What about the transition to college? You see these guys go back to college and trip all over themselves. They can't wait to get back in the NFL where there's less accountability.
Oh. Okay, Coach, we had this discussion earlier, and, you know, we just didn't really know the answer, and I feel like you'll have a definitive answer, at least a feel for this. What exactly is the difference in a buzzard and a vulture?
A buzzard and a vulture, I'm not sure. That's a great question. I was thinking about that one day, and I was going to look that up, and I didn't. What are they called? There's a name for them, you know, just the general name. But I think they might be the same thing.
That's what I thought. It's almost like a fiddle and a violin, but I wasn't sure, right? I guess it just depends on who's holding it.
A panther and a mountain lion is the same.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And a cougar and a mountain lion is the same.
Is that right?
And then I think they're the same, but they might have some slight variance, or maybe it's some local deal, but somebody calls it one, somebody calls it the other. And then you can throw condor in there, too.
Right.
I mean, condor, vulture, and buzzard. What's the difference between all three? I don't know.
So, Coach,
my first guess would be they're the same.
Okay.
So, Coach, you said you were, you know, thinking about looking that up, and I just wonder now in these days of information. I know you're a very well-read guy, but surely you use the internet and read a ton on the internet. But do you think the internet could lead to the downfall of our society?
You know, I think it kind of goes both ways. I think, you know, it's easy to say. I mean, there's the internet's got the ability to influence just incredible mass of people suddenly, but it's also an incredibly valuable tool too, I think. Like, you know, as nightmarish as driving is nowadays, imagine how bad it would be if you didn't have the navigation devices and
right.
if everybody's taking wrong turns, how much more brutal it could potentially be. And then, like in my case, my wife wishes we didn't have pause on the control. Because, like, some question, like, what's the difference between a vulture and a buzzard
right.
will surface, and all of a sudden I'm freezing the show, and she has to wait until I sort that. And then, you know, we can proceed from there.
Yep.
And then this lady just wiped out.
Oh, right in front of you?
Yeah, on her bike.
Oh, no. Is she all right?
I don't know. Are you okay? So, then you got to wait till that mystery gets solved, you know?
Yeah. Well, Coach, are you doing any heavy recruiting in Texas during this recruiting season upcoming?
You know, I've got a couple, and have gotten a couple each of the last couple years. And we're excited about all those guys and it's kind of hit and miss, you know. I mean, we're kind of in the footprint of the Pac-12 primarily, but we've also gotten guys from Texas, Louisiana, Samoa, Georgia, Ohio of all places, Florida. I'm trying to think if there's another stray spot.
I just Maybe mentioned Kansas. That because in case there's any recruits listening right now, hey, you're a genius. We love having you on, and I want to give you a chance to send a shout-out to them or tell them to come on and join you up at Washington State.
Yeah, any of you recruits out there that want to come to a school where you're guaranteed that somebody on the staff, maybe not all of them, can teach you to take a snap under center. And if you really want to embrace the fundamentals of football, you know, the ones that anybody can do, we'll teach you those. And then catch a few balls and score a few touchdowns and play some good defense besides. No, anybody, we're always – anybody that, you know, wants a true college town and just get to a great spot, play football, create memories, and everybody knows it forever, we're the place.
Well, we want to tell you, if you're ever in town and you don't have a busy, you know, night planned, we'd love to take you to dinner at one of the nicest restaurants in town and just say thank you for all the times you've jumped on with us and been so generous. We'll let you get back to it. Thanks so much once again for joining us. We wish you much continued success, Coach.
Well, absolutely. I appreciate it and happy to be on any time. And then I'll tell you the other thing, not to just plug my book, but you know, a lot of good Texas stories and kind of my point of view coming up. Swing Your Sword. It was on the New York Times bestseller list. I wrote a book, Swing Your Sword, and it's on Amazon and all the places if anybody's interested in that.
Fantastic stuff, Coach. We appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Thank you, and it's great to hear from you.
All right.
See you, Coach.
The mighty, mighty Mike
Leach. Awesome. The best interview in sports.
We had to get to a break, but we could have asked him about whether you call it sword or sword and why.
Yeah. He's knowledgeable about a myriad of things.
And, God, thank God he was able to help that lady that wiped out on that bike. All right, it's the Ben and Skin Show. 105.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.